Okay, so we'll start with the halachas of the 9 days, which is starting from Rosh Chodesh Av. So we have, there's many minhagi avelas that are added to what was already been kept during the first part of the 3 weeks. These minhagim continue until middle of the 10th. We'll see this year there's different dinim because the 10th is Erev Shabbos, but in general it goes until middle of the 10th. And there are many activities that are restricted during the 9 days. The five most prevalent are washing clothing, wearing fresh clothing, bathing, buying clothing and general merchandise, and then we have eating meat and drinking wine. And additionally, also general pleasurable or dangerous acts should be minimized during this time, like we mentioned already when we talked about the 3 weeks. So let's go through each one. Washing clothing. So it's not, the meaning is not to wash any type of clothing during the 9 days, even if the clothing will not be worn until afterwards. Which is interesting, because the washing itself is a hesach hadas to the avelos. When your clothing is being washed, there's a certain feeling of a good feeling that the clothing is being cleaned, it's going to be clean and fresh. So even though you're not planning on wearing it until afterwards, and this includes bath towels, hand towels, anything similar. If someone started the wash on Erev Rosh Chodesh before Shkiah, so then it could continue, as long as it continues, it could continue even if though it's going after Shkiah. And similarly, it's also asked to send clothing to a dry cleaner, even if it's a non-Jewish dry cleaner. However, clothing that was given to the cleaners before the 9 days, you could pick it up during the 9 days, that's not a problem of Maris Ayin. Drying wet clothing is allowed. Right, so if during the 9 days your clothing got wet, you had a nice water fight if you have that, or you got wet, the drying of the clothing is permitted. Ironing clothing, which is taking clothing which needs to be ironed in order to wear it, not just you just adding some to it, but it's creased and you need to iron it to wear it, so that we do not do during the 9 days. Spot cleaning is mutter, to spot clean during 9 days. Children's clothing, one could wash children's clothing because they constantly make them dirty. Therefore, until whatever age that is, that they're still always making their clothing dirty, you're allowed to wash whatever clothing they have. And when washing children's clothing, one should not add their own clothing to it. You know, even though we nowadays do with wash machines, there's not really any more work on my part. It's one load. But like we said before, the washing itself, having my clothing being washed, is what's us over here. Okay, then we have, from this goes to the din of wearing fresh clothing. That when I'm switching my clothing, the gather is switching clothing for tainuk. I mean, if let's say I have a shirt which got sweated up, I went out to play ball and in the sun, it's pashut soaking with sweat. Or I spilled something all over my shirt and it's dirty, it's like straight down, you know, the coffee down your shirt is dirty. So then I'm switching my shirt because this one's too dirty to be worn, and therefore I'm putting on another shirt because I just need to wear a shirt. But if the reason why I'm switching the shirt is because I want to wear a new shirt, right, it's not too dirty. I could really wear this shirt another day or two. It's not too sweaty, it's not too dirty to be worn. I just want to switch it, but the tainug of it, that's why it's aser. And that's usually why we switch our shirts. We don't switch our shirts because it's too dirty to be worn. It's because we want to wear a fresh shirt. We want to wear a new shirt. So that's why we're switching. If that's the case, so then what we need to do before the 9 days, or really you can do it on the 9 days, is make it not fresh anymore. How do you do that? So either before the 9 days, wear it, for whatever amount of time that it takes for you, that it's not fresh anymore, right? Some people, as soon as you put it on, take it off already, I'm putting on a shirt that was worn. Some people, it has to be worn for a half an hour, 5 minutes, an hour. Some people need to play ball in it. but it should be something that doesn't feel like a fresh shirt. Other eitzes that are given is to shake it out, step on it. But the idea over here is that you're taking out from it its freshness that it would have. Undergarments and socks that were makel, that you can do. Because that already is true. You switch your undergarments and your socks because it is dirty. So that's mutter. Now, if someone gets to a point where they don't have any clean clothes to wear, so price can bring down the be'emes, it's better to buy rather than wash. But then we run into another issue, right? If it's socks or undergarments, okay, so it's not so exciting to buy new socks or undergarments. So then that makes sense to buy. But if it's talking about shirts and pants, people are always excited about new shirts and pants. So then it could be it's better to wash what you need. Then you should wash what you need rather than buying new ones. It goes also for linen on a bed. Once you not wash the linen on the bed, and once you not put fresh linen down on the bed, again, unless somehow it got soiled, it got dirty, and you can't use it, so now you're switching it because it's too dirty to be used. Sometimes the question comes up, people are traveling, right? People are leaving to America during the 9 days. So the question is, can I wash my clothing before I leave? The real answer is no. Take your dirty clothing in a bag and you'll wash it back wherever you go. I don't care if you're going somewhere in Europe on vacation. There's always wash machines around, places to wash. Unless it's not a situation where you won't be able to, so then it may have this heter to wash it beforehand. Okay, so that's the din of washing clothing and wearing fresh clothing. The next din that we mentioned is bathing. The meaning is not to bathe or shower for enjoyment during the 9 days. If, let's say, medical reasons, someone has to bathe for medical reasons, or to remove dirt or sweat, then one's allowed to shower. And that's even during the week of Tisha B'Av. Now, you have to be honest with yourself. A person has to be honest with himself. And am I taking this shower because I need to remove the dirt or the sweat that's on me, because otherwise it's hard for me to do my normal functions. It's hard for me to learn, hard for me to daven if I don't take that shower. And if the answer is yes, how much of a shower do I need to do in order to remove that? Is cold water enough? Do I need warm water? Do I really need hot water? Do I need soap? If the answer is yes, then use that. Do I need to shampoo my head once, twice? How many times do I need to shampoo my head? Same if you normally shampoo your head twice. And I think, again, with all these things, it's kedai to do something to lessen what you're doing already, just to give yourself a feeling of that is the 9 days. It is the 9 days. Washing hands and face with cold water is for sure mutter. You could even add warm water in order to make the water manageable. That's fine. That's for sure fine. Bathing in order to prepare for a mitzvah would be permitted. One who goes to the mikveh every morning could do so during the 9 days. However, it's preferable to use a cold or at least a lukewarm mikveh. Young children could be bathed normally. Brushing one's teeth is allowed. That's not included in this. It's also mutter to cut one's nails until the week of Tisha B'Av. During the week of Tisha B'Av, you could cut it for a mitzvah like Erev Shabbos. One's also allowed to cut nails for safety or hygienic reasons. Children's nails could be cut. That's the din of bathing and general hygiene.
Should someone avoid getting in a situation where you get sweaty or
if you normally go jogging, you're allowed to go jogging, and then you're sweaty, and you can wash off the sweat. If you're going to go jogging in order that then I can take a shower, so maybe then it's not the spirit of the day. I can't say it's usser. Okay, buying and shopping. So we said one should avoid buying things that are unnecessary for the 9 days. Items that are on sale at a considerable discount. So and the prices are not going to be available after Tisha B'Av, or it's going to be sold out by the time Tisha B'Av comes. So then you'll have to buy it during the 9 days. But again, most of these things, if it's not a big thing, you could buy it and save it for after Tisha B'Av. What if we got to buy shoes for Tisha B'Av before the 9 days? You could buy them during the 9 days. Window shopping is mutter. Choosing what to buy for after the 9 days is mutter. That's why sometimes that's a suggestion. Right? You could go to the store, look at what they have, pick out what you're gonna want, what you want, and then after Tisha B'Av, you just have to go in there, pick it up, and that's it. Ordering online and paying for it, that's already considered like buying. It's considered like buying. So again, if there's a sale, or for whatever reason, you're gonna be leaving right after Tisha B'Av to camp, and if I don't order it now, I'm not gonna get it on time to be able to bring it to camp, so then there may be a head. Gifts. Gifts are allowed to be given during the 9 days. A lot of gifts are a gift. Maybe expensive gift. Should wait until afterwards because that's very exciting for the ones giving it and the ones receiving it. But some gifts, you can give your friend a safer or something, a gift. We spoke a little bit last time, buying and renovating a house during the 9 days, so that already should be judged what the need is, and then based on that, mutter not. Then we have eating meat and drinking wine. Now, this minig of not eating meat or drinking wine during the 9 days, it includes poultry and any food cooked with meat, as long as it has the taste of the meat, right? So the potatoes and chalim, they have the taste of the meat, that's also included in this. Foods that are cooked in a clean, plastic pot, even though you're not supposed to eat it with milchik, but that's allowed to be eaten. That's allowed to eat. So it started, right? For some reason, people always start eating fleshig before Shkia on Erev Rosh Chodesh. So Rav Moshe said, try to finish it before Shkia. If needed, then you can continue for at least a few minutes after Shkia, and if you really need to, it'll say Sikha Chavim. And in certain cases, you can continue even further, but you should try to hurry to finish it as soon as you can. To taste meat and spit it out, right? Let's say you're cooking on Erev Shabbos. So you want, during the 9 days, you want to taste it. If it's good, so you could put it in your mouth, taste it, and then spit it out. That's fine. That's fine during the 9 days. It's permissible to buy meat during the 9 days. It's not a question of Maris Ayin. If people see you walking out buying meat. Then we have people that have a hard time with dairy foods. It doesn't sit well with them. They cannot eat dairy foods. So, best thing is if they could eat poultry, chicken, until the 7th of Av. The whole takana over here, the whole minig of not eating meat and drinking wine has nothing to do with Avelos. Has to do with the fact that the karbanos that were brought from animals and the wine that was used for the nisach hayayin became batal. It actually became batal, completely batal on the 7th of Av. Until then, they still had some leftovers around that they were using. 7th of Av, they were dry, none left. So that's why we find even when we make all, if possible, after the 7th of Av, then maybe eat fish instead of eating. Or chicken is also better because the Maizik Kabanis were not brought from chicken. So that's what we try to. We try to keep the minig as much as possible. So even though the Ikra minig it is, comes out with pregnant women, nursing women, women within 30 days of childbirth. So in general, we're more lenient with them on this minig because they need more kaiches and they need to be able to eat that protein to be able to take care of themselves and their children.
Would we have the same standards for venison as chicken? You can't bring a deer as a carbon.
No, what?
You can't bring deer as a carbon. So
Again, but it's all included in the mini. Now, when you need the hetas, then maybe it makes sense that, yeah, but you go find a deer and you go eat the meat of the deer. It's supposed to be not, doesn't taste too good, no?
What?
You haven't tasted it?
Venison is apparently very, very good.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's, okay, there you go. Fine. So then you should need it for a different reason. It's a delicacy. Okay, and then with young children, we feed them, we don't have to hold it back from them. Sometimes we try not to, but again, don't be too harsh on them. The meaning is not to drink wine, and grape juice is also included. Even though, again, Nisach Yayin was from Yayin. But grape juice is included. You can eat any foods that are cooked with wine as long as it has the taste, as long as it does not have the taste of wine. It's not totally in bittel, it's totally in taste. You can't taste the wine. Beer and whiskey, that's allowed. Okay. Fine. I saved the day. At a bris milah, so even a bris milah that's pushed off until after the eighth day, or a bar mitzvah where the actual boy is turning today 13, or at a siyum on a masechta, so then we're matir to eat meat and drink wine. And this is where Mishnah Berurah, the Aruch HaShulchan, are not so excited by those people that finish a masechta and wait to finish it, or wait to make the siyum until the 9 days. They're actually very not happy with that. That was the Litvish of Mahalach. Told the Bnei Sascha came around and he made it into a big mitzvah to Adrava, make siyumim, because more Torah and Chorban came because we weren't involved in Torah, so there's more Torah. So that took over the world. But like I said before, just don't forget that it's the 9 days.
There's someone making a siyum. Is there a reason
to
not have meat at all?
Is there a reason? If he normally would have meat at a siyum, then he could have. If he normally has meat at a siyum, then it's fine.
If it's usually a rugach siyum, you should keep it around.
What?
If the guy usually has rugach siyum, so now he's...
Right. Then I think that's punished. Yeah, I'm not telling you can't do it, but that already, I think, is what the Mishmur and the Akshav were not like. Okay, we spoke about the Vartas Sakada during these days. So should be more careful. Shabbos Chazoyin. So the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av is called Shabbos Chazoyin, named after the Haftarah, which it takes its name from the Haftarah read that week. And on this Shabbos, We do not keep many of the minhagi avelas of the 9 days. One's allowed to bathe himself as he does every Arab Shabbos. But again, even though you're allowed to bathe yourself like you do every Arab Shabbos, it's still kedai not to spend as much time in the shower as you normally do. Just do what's necessary. You don't have to wait until it's close to Shabbos to shower. One who goes to the mikveh every Arab Shabbos, right? Even though he doesn't go during the week, but he goes every Arab Shabbos, he could do so on Arab Shabbos Chazayin. Like we said before, nails could be cut on Arab Shabbos Chazayin. Except the meaning is to change into clean, fresh Shabbos clothing in honor of the Shabbos. These clothes do not have to be removed Matzei Shabbos, right? So you don't have to remove it the second Shabbos is over. Right, the Oval has to change clothing right when Shabbos is over, but over here you don't have to. Some have the minig to keep on their clothing throughout. Some have the minig to keep. No, the Ramah brings down that the minig in Krakow was that they did not wear Shabbos clothing on Shabbos Chazon. They wore a shirt. It wasn't nikkah that they're wearing. It was a new shirt. It was a fresh shirt. It wasn't nikkah that they're wearing something for Shabbos. So they wore their regular clothing on Shabbos. Chazayin. The Gra argued, and that's what the meaning is, like the Gra, that we do wear Shabbos clothing on Shabbos. Chazayin. Sora does not have any clean clothes for Shabbos, so then he could send his clothes to the cleaners, even though it's getting clean during the 9 days. But one should try to avoid and wearing new clothes on the Shabbos, like a new suit that you never wore. Polishing shoes in silver for Shabbos is mutter. One's allowed to taste the Shabbos food to see if it needs any spices, but anything that has the taste of meat, you should spit out, and you should spit out. Throughout Shabbos, you can eat as much meat and wine as you want, and even at the Shal Shudas, and even if you don't normally eat meat and drink wine at Shal Shudas, you're allowed to on the Shabbos. And it says that. You can have it. I feel like a sudas. It could be even like the suda of Shlomo HaMelech b'shaita. Why are we comparing it to suda of Shlomo HaMelech? So Sham Shem Pinkus says that since on Shabbos, Shabbos and the Beis Mikdash are related to each other. Beis Mikdash was a mukam where you felt the Shechina. Shabbos is a zman that you feel the Shechina. Shabbos on Shabbos, you're with the Shechina. So there's no Chorban on Shabbos. On Shabbos, the Beis Mikdash of nowadays is Shabbos. So the Suda of Shlomo HaMelech that he made by the Binyan Beis Mikdash, he can have that on Shabbos, even this Shabbos, because there's no Avelis to Shabbos. So he says, Havdalah is the discussion what to do, but my idea is that a gadol could make Abdallah and drink just the sheer that he needs to drink, and that's it. Don't drink more than that. And it's to find the right child that's old enough to understand the bracha and not know avelos. It's all basic. I think it's just drink what you need to, and that's it.
Is there a problem with early Shabbos?
So, good question. If you make an early Shabbos, you can eat meat and drink wine. It's not a problem. Not a problem. That's good. When there's two Shabbos in the 9 days, so then the first Shabbos is not referred to as Shabbos Chazayin. But, and then according to all opinions, one may shower as normal in honor of Shabbos. Then we have the dinum of Erev Tisha B'Av. So starting from Chatzos on Erev Tisha B'Av, when someone's learning, he should try to learn only the topics that are permitted on Tisha B'Av. However, it's better to learn Torah, even if it's not from these topics, than to sit around and do nothing, and to waste your time. From Erev to Chatzos, over here it brings down that it's also to do Teal. You should not partake in any pleasure trip, go for a walk, stroll, tour, or the like that one should not do. Exercise is permitted, but the last meal eaten before the fast is called Suda Mafsekis. There are many different minhagim surrounding this meal. Both men and women should eat this meal, the meal of Suda Mafsekis. Even one who's not fasting should eat the Suda Mafsekis. And many have the meaning to eat a regular meal and then daven mincha, and afterwards eat the Suda Mafsekis. That's to say, that advarim that many people have. The Suda Mafsekis needs to be eaten after Chatzos. One should sit on the floor, on the ground, while eating the Suda Mafsekis. And if needed, one may sit on a small stool, a low stool, lower than the normal size, the height of a normal chair. After one finishes eating, so then you can go back to sitting on a regular chair until the fast begins. You can wear leather shoes while eating the Suda Mafsekis. One should not eat two cooked foods at this meal. That's why the common minig is that the Suda Mafsekis consists of bread cold hard-boiled eggs. If you don't like hard-boiled eggs, you don't need to force yourself to eat it. Some people think they have to force themselves to eat it. But if you do like it, then that's the meaning to eat it, and water. The bread should be dipped in ashes. You don't have to eat the ashes. You can shake it off afterwards. And one should say, this is the Tisha B'Av meal. Three people should avoid eating this meal together in order that there's no din of zimun. And Mishmur brings that. Even if you did eat together, still we don't do zimun because you're missing the kviyas. No one wants to eat together this meal. You barely want to eat it yourself. It's tzar. So there's no kviyas over here. So even though you're sitting next to each other, but there's nothing joining yourselves together. One may eat or drink even after the Siddur Mafsekes, unless he accepted the fast. Before benching, it's still preferable to speak out that, or at least think, even if you don't speak out, think that I'm still going to want to eat and drink, and I'm not accepting the fast until Shkia time. And all the dinim of Tisha B'Av start at Shkia. Okay, now on Tisha B'Av itself, we have the five inuyim. We don't eat or drink. We don't bathe ourselves or wash any part of our body for enjoyment. Anointing ourselves with oils and cream for pleasure is asr. We don't wear leather shoes, and tashmish amita is asr. Besides these five isurim, we have other minhagim that we keep in order not to take away from the avelos of Tisha B'Av. We don't greet people. We'll talk about each one separately. We don't do business or housework on Tisha B'Av, at least until Chatzais. And we only learn the Torah topics that are related to Tisha B'Av. We sit on the ground. Now we'll discuss each one separately. I don't know if the others are still tomorrow. Are they? Anyone? Okay, so tomorrow we'll continue with Tisha B'Av, and hopefully we'll have time also to talk about Dinim that negates Zeich L'Chorban. Okay.